With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On Election Eve, the two candidates for president continue to campaign. And the Republican presidential nominee, Donald Trump, says the U.S. cannot tolerate another 4 years of open borders.
They have 21 million people that they let into our country. Many of these people are murderers. Think of it. 13,099 are murderers. The big drug lords. The prison population from countries all over the world. And if I ran a country, I'd say, get my prisons. Open borders. They just walk in.
Mr. Trump speaking at a campaign rally in Raleigh, North Carolina this morning. Kamala Harris spending her last full day campaigning in battleground Pennsylvania. Sunday, at a campaign rally in Atlanta, Harris resolutely proclaimed her pro-abortion position.
He will ban abortion nationwide. He wants to restrict access to birth control, put IVF treatments at risk.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republicans are hoping to flip Ohio in a marquee Senate race. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Democrat Sherrod Brown is trying to win a fourth term in the U.S. Senate, but he's facing a tough challenge from Cleveland businessman Bernie Moreno. It's not only shaping up to be the most expensive Senate contest in the country, it's a race that will play a role in deciding which party controls the Senate. Republicans hope a victory here will shift the balance of power in their favor. The latest polling average shows Brown and Moreno locked in a virtual tie. Greg Clugston, Toledo, Ohio.
Weather conditions can be one factor in how many people get out to vote in person. Western Montana could see snow and localized blizzard conditions. Key battleground states such as Michigan and Wisconsin are expected to see some rainfall. The Dow dropping 207 points. The Nasdaq is 26 in the red. This is SRN News. Politicians aren't the only ones who are lying.
A new poll released by Axios finds that an awful lot of Americans don't tell the truth when asked who they're voting for on Tuesday. About 50% of Generation Z, 18 to 27, say they've lied to somebody about who they're supporting for president. And that might include poll takers, by the way. Nearly 40% of millennials say they've also lied about their vote. The results speak to the country's severe polarization and might cast doubt on political polls.
SRN's Michael Harrington. A leading Christian school is being sued by a man who is living as a woman. And the suit has been filed by Eleanor Zensky, a former Liberty University employee fired by the school after disclosing her gender identity. Zensky, who is being represented by the American Civil Liberties Union, claims that his firing was a violation of the Civil Rights Act. Liberty says it was within its rights to let the man go. This is SRN News. No one knows how tomorrow's presidential election will turn out, but the Federal Reserve's move 2 days later, much easier to predict.
With inflation continuing to cool, the Fed is set to cut interest rates for a second time this year. On Thursday, the Fed's policymakers are on track to cut their benchmark rate by a quarter point to about 4.6% after having implemented a half-point reduction in September. The Fed's future actions, though, will become more unsettled once a new president and Congress take office in January.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the winner of Arkansas's race for state Supreme Court Chief Justice will become the first woman elected to Chief Justice in Arkansas. Justices Karen Baker and Rhonda Wood are running to replace outgoing Chief Justice Dan Kemp. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders will fill two vacancies on the court next year. More details at SRNNews.com.